Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, I'm Otle. I'm Africa, home, sir. The beautiful African. Izwi lethu, fasi la rona, the land is ours, tiko ra hina, shangu lashu. MaAfrika, the koi. An African indigenous kings, MaAfrika, who resisted colonial theft and occupation of Azania, our country, should be turning in their graves, witnessing the majority black government that has failed, MaAfrika, the failed willing buyer, willing seller, colossal deception that attempted, MaAfrika, to buy out the oppressor, to buy land from our oppressor, than downright nationalize and dispossess the stolen land. Except MaAfrika for the current drought ravaging the country. The country is blessed, MaAfrika. We are surrounded by ocean water, a natural resource that can add on, augment, support clean drinking water, and supply MaAfrika water for irrigation, toilet water to flush toilets, sewage water, bathing water, dish washing water, water for multiple use, MaAfrika, in addition to drinking water. So the nation, MaAfrika, if, like, for example, let's hope they are thinking along those lines, MaAfrika, can begin to build catchment dams across the region, MaAfrika, to capture the big rains, because water, there's rains in the region, especially in southern and central Africa, and water just flows to the sea. MaAfrika, this is a kind of expenditure and money and investment on the people, because the people comes first. The buildings, the rails, the everything, you can always build that later, but develop the people. What's the point of building these massive elements? We did the World Cup. Well, it was good, the first one in Africa. But the stadiums are empty. They're just elephants, money spent. And you cannot supply people with water. The spirit, MaAfrika, of the ancestors, the heroic resistors, MaAfrika, King Dlambe, Makhanda, King Hintsa, Sandile, Maqoma, Palo, and Dingane, Moshoeshoe, they must be reflecting on the state of the nation. And the question is, MaAfrika, who in this nation has allowed women in foreign countries like America to ship their breast milk to feed our children in the country? Who allowed that? Who in this black government and the governing party has allowed this monstrosity against our culture, against our security, against our children, the most important, the key, the central, babies, infants, getting milk from indiscreet people? Now, I was talking to someone more African upon a good Norman. You get milk from America, you get processed milk, because food here is not... Oh, my Lord. Who allowed that? This never happened under the apartheid regime. Why this black government is doing this to us? I mean, in the dire times, the most difficult times, we grew up having nothing. See? Where is the People's Parliament? Who do you call, MaAfrika? Because I'm trying to figure, who do you call in this kind of crisis? To remove remove this curse. MaAfrika, the clarion call to MaAfrika is amend the constitution. Parliament must, even those who, amongst the liberation movement, let's say the patriotic front, those who still have a conscience and are not imbeciles or rubber stamp for somebody else, that is Volgus Mobile, just sheep deployed to govern each fed, fill up your pockets with money. For what? Because you're going to die and leave it here. You're not going to be buried with that money. My Africa, the principles, self, suffer, and sacrifice. High discipline, high morale, my Africa. Let's uphold and protect our culture. Let's consolidate our liberation. And we say it again, my Africa, the clarion call is to all my Africa, irrespective of party affiliation. Let's amend the constitution. Parliament must amend the constitution. The nation must elect parliamentarians. Of course, political parties can appoint those parliamentarians, but they have to be elected, not appointed to parliament. You can choose the person that has to be elected by the community. Let the communities own the parliament. Let it be the people's parliament. My Africa, Azania, the country is blessed with fertile land, though it is still stolen hands. We can produce organic milk from cattle, from goat, from sheep. We have a natural vegetation. We have herbs, my Africa, to produce nutritional supplements to feed these indigenous babies. What are you doing with breast milk donated by women in America, overseas, indiscreet? How do you? My Africa, we've had AIDS. At least government was able to introduce antiretroviral medication to stop it. What are you doing still with breastfed milk from people, indiscreet people from overseas? We don't even know what these people eat. Like we're saying, this is processed milk because people here eat processed food, not natural. And we have the landmass and the blessing of vegetation, natural vegetation, and herbs to feed our children, strengthen them. My figure, the recent meeting at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Now, people must be happy because they are making contacts in terms of government. But this is disconcerting, Africa. And a statement from the presidency saying that the government responded that while governments all over the world are entitled to change ministers, South Africa had responded without delay when concern was raised, especially given the economic climate. To quote again, my Africa, these are the newspapers. The meeting in Davos appreciated with the swift changes that were made recently and afterwards, which resulted in the appointment of the finance minister. Of course, you had three finance ministers. One was fired, another one was appointed and removed, relocated, another one, three finance ministers in 4 days. Of course, there was a backlash. But, Mafrika, this is an internal matter. Why should it be a matter to discuss at the World Economic Forum? Be questioned on that. You don't do that with the Chinese. You don't do that with the Americans. Will never allow you to. And you turn around and said, okay, if you remember, the peoples have heard, the ruling party, according to the government, have heard the people of South Africa. No, don't lie to us, man. You had a meeting with the CEOs of former apartheid corporations or foreign corporations who colluded with apartheid, most of them. And we never claimed reparations. That's another thing. Then they were never punished for conniving with apartheid. And what you did was you surrendered. To them. Now they are running you, telling you who to appoint, who not to appoint. And the question is, my African, where is the people's parliament? Because there's three arms of parliament. There's the executive, there's the legislative, there's the judiciary. I mean, that's what we've learned. I don't know, what kind of constitution? Did you take the white man's constitution? Because this is the European constitution that we adopted to fit your purpose. Now we're being exposed. And let me restate, Mafrika. The fact is, if decisions are taken, if Parliament take, People's Parliament take decisions, nobody can question that. But we are, we of course, they might say that we are dragging our linen in the public. But it's like an emperor with no ropes. You are leading a country and you are being questioned by people who have no right. And appointed bureaucrats who to whom you've surrendered the country economy. You failed to nationalize when the law was supporting you. You surrendered our crimes against humanity without consent of the people. And we are, unfortunately, it's us, Mafrika. It's us. But we are saying, you know, somebody was saying, like, you know, other people steal people's minds. And if they keep you kept in jail for 27 years or years in jail, you come out different. That is our problem, that we need to deal with this whoever stole our minds. But in Africa, those who came after, why do you allow the surrender of our sovereignty, the hard-fought liberation, economic independence, self-reliance, and unity in Africa? Now, you might say that the people listened, but we remember, you met executives of CEOs, Butler's Group, Goldman Sachs, Investec, Imperial Holdings, Sanlam, Business Leadership of South Africa, Toyota Europe, Fastran. These are the people you talk to. The question is, where is the People's Parliament? What if there's a crisis of the sort? Because what you can have, we have executive, the executive ministers. Like a sole minister can stand like the previous minister that was forced to step down. He stood, but he is appointed at the mercy of the executive. Where is the People's Parliament, Mafrika, to those who are in the liberation movement? The question is, what are we doing? Because you're all howling, you want change, what change? What about the sovereign right that we already have? Again, Mafrika, why did the national economic sovereignty and independence we fought and sacrificed to liberate, why is it surrendered in places like Davos, Switzerland, the one that stole our gold and the diamonds? Again, Mafrika, we ask, where is the parliament to resolve and protect our sovereignty? Where's People's Parliament? And Mafrika, if you, the indigenous Mafrika, do not, if the indigenous majority, you, do not exercise the full power and right of your vote and sovereignty, somebody is going to do it for you. They will take it over. Just like colonialism and apartheid came in, we have neo-colonialism openly running. Because they feed on petty dictators. And that's exactly what is happening in the country. We cannot have local and international business dictate and surrender the country's executive, the presidency, to themselves. Because they know that once you control one, that's it. Control the number one, that's it. And the party parliament is, appointed party parliament, is absent without leave. It's AWOL. It has usurped the people. You took away our people's parliament autonomy. And they dare not open their mouths because they are siblings. They are obedient servants of their party president and the president. So don't mix up the executive with the legislature. We want that separated. Because white folks know that. I mean, this is well, look, the newspapers and the internet know more of our country than we know. And we call upon the to amend the constitution, elect community people's parliament, get rid of this moribund bulgus rubber stamp parliament. No, AWOL. They're not there. They're not there. They can't open their mouth. The only thing that they can defend is scandal. That's it. They did well with defending scandal and whatnot. That's their capacity. Give us back the people's parliament. We fought for that one. The People's Parliament is the eyes and ears to watch the state. Like, for example, we have state-owned parastatals. Well, where's this AWOL Parliament? Where is it? Because the Parliament has to watch over It is us and yes, these public state-owned parastatals enterprises use billions of our money. Of our money. Now, recently, the chair lady of one state-owned enterprise, who is somewhat has affinity to the presidency. I mean, that's an open thing. It's reported you have said that the state-owned enterprise belongs to the state. Therefore, the state belongs to the president. And therefore, this parastatal has to listen to the president. What nonsense is this? Of course, they have a right to. But let me repeat this again. The SOE, state-owned enterprise, belongs to the state. The state belongs to the president. And therefore, the SOE has to listen to the president. Mafrik, I just don't know. Now, this echoes the president saying that his political party comes first and the country comes second. It's a mess. It's a mess, Mafrik, because why? The imperialists, those that control the economy and were able to capture our liberation from us, take it away because why? They gave you trinkets like, I have to quote Mama Winnie Mandela. She was crying out loud saying that leaders are sleeping in silken sheets. She said it, that mother. She said it. She said it. Now we see it. Our president being questioned at the World Economic Forum. What else can that forum give? Because Europe is falling apart, man. They stole from us, like we pointed out in the last program. Now, some other state-owned enterprises like ESCO reportedly recently, you know, we had what we call shedding, load shedding. Lives were cut off because they did not remove the ashes from the boilers and gave themselves bonuses. Now we have another 73 million rands to bonuses, managers and CEO and whatnot. What nonsense is this? These are not different from hired mercenaries, man, vultures and profiteers. But where is the People's Parliament to stop this rot? You cannot be filling people with money as if they win. You know, like parastatal system is like winning lotto when you get employed. Winning lotto. There is no governance. But the institution that has to rein in into these profiteers and mercenaries and vultures. It is the People's Parliament. And the way it is now, the party parliament, the party-appointed parliament as it is now, is unconstitutional. It is their allegiance is to the political party first. Allegiance to the party president. And foremost to the president of the country. That is their allegiance. That they demonstrated with Inkandla. They demonstrated that. All right? And they've effectively usurped the parliament to the political party. It undermines and abrogates the autonomy of the people's parliament. That's what we used to learn, if I remember. You have the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. Why take up others' constitutions, because which is the European base, and use it as a weapon for the Europeans to take over our country and sovereignty? Why? It's like we ate the apartheid vomit. Like we pointed out that the former president of the last remaining president of the apartheid regime said that there will never be a constitutional vacuum. Two. But in Africa at that time, we were under onslaught. The Africans, like ourselves, were under onslaught. It was tough. Like I pointed out, they were using everything. They were using guns, assassination, poisons. They're using radio waves. They're using satellite to undermine us. And it's still happening even today. And they won, Africa. They took the economy of the country. They just took it. Make a few billionaires, and now they are running as politicians. What are they telling us? Well, they want radical democratic economic revolution. They want, I don't know. We've got our liberation, man. We've got to govern. Now, the presidency on the 23rd of December signed, according to newspapers, signed the Tax Law Amendment Act and the Tax Administration. Basically, the amendment is saying that, look, you want your savings, retirement savings, you can't take them all, the lump sum. You can't take the whole 100%. Take a third and leave something. All right? And that's what the unions are complaining about. This Tax Laws Amendment Act, it was there in Africa. It was debated in Parliament. And COSATU is part of the alliance, and its members are appointed and deployed in Parliament and the executive. Yeah, both in Parliament and the executive. Yes, in the executive. I don't know what they're doing in Parliament. That's why that whole thing has to be overhauled, because you have street peddlers. Worse than street, they're just there. They are just there, standing in a bus stop. That's it. Now, where was COSATU protection of the workers during the parliamentary debate? They are in the executive and they are in parliament, legislature. How could this pass? And according to the president, after he said, look, this law that I signed was considered at the National Economic Development Labor Council. Of course, this is part of the unelected bureaucrats. It was also discussed openly. It was discussed openly in Parliament. The president, and it was passed by both the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces following public hearings. AWOL, Parliament AWOL, absent without leave. They are there. They are fat checks, fat salaries, fat cars, fat houses, fat parties. That's it. How could they miss such important thing? Now they are coming around and saying that, we will demonstrate. Yes, demonstrate. You are going to over, the government is taking over, and it has usurped, like a dictator, the workers' money. The question of Africa, because you are part of the government, where were you? Leave the people's parliament to the people, man. That's it. You can help us for your sake of your children, because why? The sovereignty and security of this country has been completely undermined to a point where money was stolen at the CIA headquarters, intelligence headquarters, millions taken, inside job. What are you partying? What? Why are the eyes and ears? I mean, COSATU MPs, you are paid as MPs. You might have been paid. I don't know. I may be wrong. But you might be paid as labor representatives. Paid by labor, paid by the workers, and paid by parliament. How could you? Money is not a problem. To us, who are not working, you worry about money to unemployed. You worry about lights will get cut off. You can't read. Okay? You don't have a computer. You can't make research. You can't get on the taxi. If you are sick, you cannot even afford Medicaid. Even get to the hospital, they have to carry you by wheelbarrow. You'll be lucky to have a wheelbarrow. Sometimes it's a blanket for a distance. You get your strollers, your nieces and nephews to carry you in a blanket if you're sick. And you'll be lucky to get medication at the hospital and also get thorough quality treatment. These representatives, they get paid as labor from the workers. They get paid from parliament. Money is not a problem. What were you doing? Partying? Simply put, my Africa, collectively, dispossess the people's parliament to the people. Just take it over. Take it over. This is a security crisis in the nation. It's a very serious personal, individual, and collective security. Now, LUMSA is up in arms. The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa is up in arms. All right, it's another union that broke away from, no longer, it's on its own now. Want to form the Workers' Party. Fine, we understand that, okay? But now, NUMSA is absolutely clear, to quote, in its opposition to the compulsory annuitization on retirement, that is taking the workers' money. In fact, it says that government must come up with a comprehensive social security system, and then this is they have to stop this toxic form of privatization because it uses workers' money. I'm quoting from the newspapers in Africa. All right. So they're planning to embark on a socio-economic strike on March 1st against this Tax Amendment Act. Of course, Mafrika, we may point out that they can go March 1st, but they get paid. The workers get paid, Mafrika, no matter the march. But our question is, what about the unemployed majority who never worked for 21 years, never found a job? It's not that they were not willing to work, never found a job, well-paying job for 21 years, because the majority are unemployed, have no retirement savings. We have no beef against it. We are not arguing against the privileged, semi-privileged position of the workers, because you're getting something, all right? The majority are unemployed. The question is to NUMSA. Your march is paid up for the workers. It's paid up. For those, the poor, the destitute, the unemployed, who never worked, who do they go to? Yeah, you are conversing for the workers, galvanizing for the workers. What about those ones, the majority African? That's why we are saying that you are in Africa before you are a worker. You are in Africa before you are a unionist. And come back home, all of you, because why? The bloodshed, the sacrifice, Matthias, from the kings, the Khoekhoi, the kings of Africa that resisted colonial occupation and apartheid. This is a continuation. You can try and form your own thing. Come, join the Maafrika. Let's join hands. What we are asking NUMSA is to call NUMSA to support Maafrika clarion call to amend the constitution. Elect the people's parliament. Because only the people's parliament can debate, rightfully so. It has the right, the autonomy to do that. We fought for that. We can debate a comprehensive social security that will include both the workers and those who are never employed can find work. This party parliament that's AWOL is downright unconstitutional. It's a laughing parade, and it exposes our security because the colonialists know about it. They know it. They know you because you drink with them. Like, for example, somebody was saying that, I mean, it was pointed out by the SACP representatives when he said that before the advent, 1994, they had a conference of the communists in Cuba. And the Cubans came back to them and said, look, your chief representatives, your key person, SACP, is telling us that he's negotiating with the ruling party, the ANC or the SACP, is negotiating with the apartheid regime. Is he telling you? No, he didn't tell. No. And it turns out that our black ones are the ones who came up with the sunset clause. We've been running around blaming the people are the ones who did it. So we are saying that Maafrika and to NUMSA, only the people's parliament through worker elected parliament representatives or the workers' allied elected representatives. That's what we need. You demand a comprehensive social security retirement system. Parliament is the only one that has to do. You cannot debate that by marching. But yes, your march, we've marched and died. My Africa, to communities that are starved and lucky to get donated water, bottled waters. The question is, my Africa, you fought, suffered, sacrificed for the freedom and independence and the right to vote. Why don't you vote, my Africa, as councillors, and why don't you vote, fight to have your own representatives in parliament? Maafrika, thanks a lot for the privilege to listen, and thanks a lot, Maafrika, for the privilege of talking to you. You got communities must have their own parliament representatives because that's where the money is being distributed. Thank you.